watching the One Piece.
We are!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to We Are Doing Our Taxes. That's right. It's episode 1099. We've got our 1099 forms ready to file taxes.
The most exciting episode we've ever produced.
Do you have to pay like a luxury or gift tax on the One Piece when you find it, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Does it count as like a... inheritance?
Is it like winning a prize on a game show where you get taxed like 40%? Is it
Yeah, but if you set up your pirate crew under an LLC, you get a lot of tax breaks. But then also keep in mind that then you have employees. So that's a whole different group of... Is this funny? is tax humor valuable to society?
The businessmen who listen to our podcast, because those are the only people who like taxes, or businessy businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
They're mm-hmm. just going nuts over this. They're hooting and hollering.
They're honking their horns in their car on their commute in the morning, and they're like, "I'm so glad that I get to work this Monday, even though it's following Easter Sunday." Happy Easter, Xbox. We're coming to you live. It's not tax day yet. I'm putting that shit off. For what? I don't have much time left to put it up.
It is Easter.
It's Easter. Happy Easter, Xbox. Luffy has risen, which he did literally do when he died in Wano. How many times has Luffy died? I don't know. I guess I don't know if you count the poison stuff as dying. He kind of did.
He's done it more than Jesus the Fraud. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Happy Trans Day of his Day of Visibility. Yeah, it's Day of Visibility. T-Dot. To Yamato and also to Luffy.
Yamato, Luffy, Crocodile, yeah. Frankie.
Crocomom. I've been talking about Frankie as trans metaphor since day one. Or I guess day one of him showing up.
Frankie is the taking the advice. There's a post I saw a long time ago that was like, coming out as a trans man to my girlfriends versus guy friends. And then text the girl's like, "Oh, I'll be so supportive, so happy for you." And then guy friends, "Dude, you could give yourself the biggest dick if you wanted to."
Exactly. that's the Frankie. He's like, "I'm going to build the body I want." And he has these dumbass fucking arms.
His nipples are headlights.
Of course. Who wouldn't? Happy all of that stuff. I hope manga readers are surviving the three break weeks that we're currently in. Good luck. Anime's good right now, though. You can do that instead.
Yeah.
Still coming out.
You can watch the stuff you've read.
And especially next week's probably going to be good, considering how this episode ends. But we're still in Egghead. We're back in Egghead. Lucci showed up. Remember last time when Lucci was here?
I do.
Everyone was like, "Please go away. I don't want to deal with this right now."
Rancid vibe, sir. Please go away. We do not want you here.
I got a lot going on right now. Did you hear that bit about taxes? But Lucci's like, "No, too bad. I'm here." And Pythagoras? Yeah. Pythagoras and Shaka are like, "Fuck off, go away." And Lucci says, "If you say so," and then proceeds to not do that. He tells everyone, like, "We're abandoning ship. Sea beasts are going to destroy it." And then they use S-Bear's power to get them on to the shore. And this bear has the pawpaw fruit. Now, how do you think that happened? We just saw somebody else paw himself backwards in another episode, which, shout out to the person on Patreon that was like, "I knew as soon as I saw that you were going to make fucking jokes about it."
Yeah, I think there's been some stuff that's shown that they've sort of duplicated devil fruits, though the more we see like the Seraphim and Pacifista shoot laser beams, I'm convinced that it just so happens to look like Kizaru's stuff more than it is actually like a replication of what he does.
Yeah, I think the laser beam is more technology, maybe inspired by. I don't think it's duplicating Kizaru's fruit. Esper straight up has the pawpaws and... I guess we saw S shark swimming in the ground.
Yeah.
Like some other man we've seen before. Who we salute. I salute every time I think of him. And I don't think we've just now learned the names of S Hawk and S Snake, the Mihawk and Hancock ones. We haven't seen them use any powers yet. We've just seen them be really strong and I guess have laser beams. When we saw them show up at Amazon Lily. Am I right? I think I'm right about that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Esper has the pawpaw fruit. I guess you can think about that now. They arrive on Egghead proper. The ship is destroyed. There's an explosion of the ship, and Luffy notices it from where they are in their little junky land, in their fucking Elmo and Grouch land shit. And that's, how many times have I read? I've certainly referenced that on this podcast before, right? I feel like that movie is a popular reference point in my media vernacular.
It sounds familiar in my head that we've done that before, but I don't know.
It surely must have. I'm not going to go back and check.
We're the only place where you're going to be getting Elmo and Grouchland refs here. Mm-hmm. Same with Jet Force Gemini refs. You're not getting that anywhere else.
Yeah, what are other stupid deep cuts that are entirely defined by who we are as people and the upbringings we had? I don't know. You haven't talked about Blue Dragon on this podcast, have you?
I don't know if I have, but it's a pretty good game.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the things that I know you are like, everyone should be talking about this and no one is. Guys of Arcadia.
Haven't mentioned Crystal Pepsi in a while.
Yeah.
Someday they'll Pepsi will sponsor us.
It's got to happen eventually. After we start getting colas in the snack boxes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, Luffy notices the explosion and Vegapunk's like, yep, probably CP0. They're coming to kill me. And Luffy's like, I thought it was CP9. And Jinbei's like, yeah, there's another one. It's worse. And again, I think we were talking like a couple episodes ago. I'm like, Jinbei probably knows about all this shit.
Yeah, he absolutely has to.
Yeah, he's smart. He was a warlord. He was apparently... They apparently got his DNA at some point, which I guess he hasn't met Vegapunk before, so they had somebody else do it. Lucci and company arrive. I mean, it's there's random guys in suits with guns, but it's him, Kaku, and Stussy. Stussy, I think is how he says it, how Lucci says it. But they show up in the Eggland proper, Egghead proper, and Kaku starts marking out over the... everything.
Yeah,
it's like, this place is so cool. And he at one point tries to fight the hologram dragon. Sanji, I mean, other people are the Straw Hats are reacting to this on their little cameras in the lab. Sanji is like, let me go, I gotta protect Robin, let me do something. They don't do this. No one responds to this. Shaka's like, I wonder how they got here. But they know about obviously all of the seraphims and stuff, so they're like, oh, I guess probably Asper's power. They send out an alert trying to get everybody to evacuate and leave, tries to get Atlas to come back to the lab. She does not do this, unfortunately. They also plan to send out the Seraphim of their own, and they mention that they can be led by Sentum Aru.
Yeah.
Who I guess is here? That's just kind of dropped and then not mentioned again for the rest of the episode. Is that a name you were expecting to hear anytime soon?
No. I'm sure he had to come back at some point, but also that's a guy that's like, he could have just never showed up again. I was like, oh, he got outranked or something. They found a guy who's better at commanding robots than him.
Nope. Still the number one person for that. But yeah, no, it's been a while. They were at Marineford, right? That probably would have been the last time.
I believe so.
I really just associate them as Sabaody, but I'm like, I know there were Pacifista at Marineford. So
oh, they showed up at Return to Sabaody as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been a while. But yeah, so they mention him, and that's it. I mean, not again for the rest of the episode. We do see the Seraphim kind of wake up, but we don't see Sentum Aru yet. We do that right now, actually. We see the gates open. They're like, Seraphim 1, 3, and 4. I don't know if Esper is 2 then. Number 1 is S-Hawk, which is the Mihawk one. 3 is S-Snake. Which is Hancock, and then 4 is S Shark, which is Jinbei, which we've seen as well. And then we go back to Luffy, and Vegapunk's like, yeah, well, it's a matter of time till I'm killed, especially if they're here now. So please take me somewhere. Take me with you. Take me to sea. And Luffy's like, it's not exactly a vacation or anything, but sure, I'll do it. You have a funny looking head. Good reason. Vegapunk's like, cool. Okay, thanks. I knew you'd say yes. This is wonderful. This is fate. I need you to take Bonnie up to the lab. There's a vacuum rocket you can use. And they're like, oh, cool, a vacuum rocket.
That sounds awesome. That shit sounds so sick.
Vegapunk just fucking teleports. How do you do that?
Couldn't you just...
He just fucking vanishes.
Couldn't you just teleport away from CP0?
Yeah, why are you... Why?
if I were Vegapunk and I could teleport, I would simply teleport away from the people who are pursuing me.
Why does... Is he fucking stupid? It's always, it's a funny phrase, but it's increasingly feeling like low-hanging fruit every time I say. Anyways, Kaku tries to fight the dragon. Doesn't work. He's like doing his Tempest kick, so they're just going through the dragon. He's like, Ah, what a strong foe. As the hologram starts to disappear, Stussy's like, yeah, it's a hologram, idiot. And he's like, oh, well, you could have told me that. And then he's like, oh, while I'm up here, I'll keep flying to the lab phase. And she tells Lucci, like, yeah, that's a defensive dome that's going to shoot him with laser beams. And yeah. As she says it, he blows up and does that and falls to the ground, which is funny. Fuck Kaku. I like this about Stussy just being like, I don't know. Let him be an idiot who dies. I don't care.
it's very funny that every group got to have one idiot goofball, and it just so happens mm-hmm. to be the guy who can transform into a giraffe.
Yeah, and if you don't know who the idiot goofball in your group is, it's you.
That's why the entire Straw Hat group is, thank God I'm the only normal one here.
Yeah, except for Frankie, who's like, it's me. And it's not even really Frankie. But yeah, so that happens. A lot of great, I guess, you know, you get Kaku visualizing the dome of protection that Stussy explains. He falls to the ground. And yeah, it's unfortunately relegated to Kaku. He was always goofy. You know, we have the giraffes are cool scene, which is very funny. Giraffes are cool.
I love giraffes.
He was always goofy, but I do think when you have the rest of CP9, you can take him much more seriously.
Yeah.
You have fucking Jabra, who's an idiot, and they team up for a little while. There's Kumadori and whatever the zipper mouth idiot's name is.
Is he like Fukuro or something?
That sounds right, yeah.
The guy who, if you kick him, he can tell your power level, and then it's never ever brought up or done again.
He's the only guy. He really wanted to get power levels to catch on in the Grand Line, and I was like, you're fucking annoying. Zip it. So yeah, I don't know. That was a bit that lasted 5 seconds in One Piece. And yeah, is there anyone? Khalifa's normal, I guess. I mean, not really. All of them are kind of weirdos, which, I mean, that's the beauty of One Piece. That's why Drunk Kaido is so important to the narrative.
Chances are, if you're normal, you're the One Piece equivalent of an NPC. You're just mm-hmm. a guy in the background.
And that's why I don't care too much about Lucci. Because he never had that. And he still hasn't. And probably never will. I mean, it's almost valuable to have one guy that's like that as a foil. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think Kaido's better at that because he also gets to be drunk and stupid and tries to kill himself by falling out of the sky. Yeah, all that happens. So then we have, but before the eye catch, we have Atlas who shows up and everyone's like, we told you to go back to the lab. She's like, no, someone is being more violent than me. I have to kick their ass.
I can't let this go unnoticed. I'm mm-hmm. here for a reason and I've got to prove myself.
Mm-hmm. This is my turf. Stay in your lane. Get your own bit. I'm violence. And I wish you won. Shaka yeah. is like, Atlas, you're going to get your fucking ass beat. And she's like, fuck you. Lucci has this dramatic Yakuza undressing scene. He removes his mask and his coat. You get to see his crazy back tattoo. Not tattoo. It's crazy back scar that happens to look like the world government flag. Normal guy.
It's a... Mostly just because I want to say this, because if people don't know, it's really funny. It's like how Roger Stone has a giant Richard Nixon tattoo on his back.
That is funny.
It's just you love your country so much.
That's of all the guys to pick, though. If you're going to, I mean, no one should get a president tattooed on them. That's insane. But like to pick Nixon.
Yep.
is wild. That's what, yeah, it's just the five elders.
Yeah. If you zoom in, you can see, like, poorly scribbled in five elders' faces.
Mm-hmm. It was attempted to cover up, but just did not work. Anyways, Lucci starts to transform into Jaguar Man. Atlas does a big punch. She does Donkey Kong's move in Smash Brothers, where she spins his arm for a while and then punches. And he just immediately, like, dodges it without even really trying.
Got all that time to prepare.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit telegraphed. Yeah, then he blasts her in the face with, what's it called? Six gun? Something six powers gun or something?
Six pistol.
Sure. He pulls out six guns. Shoots her in the face. Basically, and then she blows up.
Yeah, like, super explodes her head.
Yeah, no, she falls down. She is short-circuiting. There's, like, a hole in her face. It's quite... She's still so cartoony-looking, it's hard to say it's upsetting, but it is.
Yeah.
And then the citizens of Egghead are like, oh, shit, this is bad. When they first show up, they're like, oh, CP Cypher Pole's here. Why didn't they show up at the port like usual? Also, they usually wear black. these guys are in white suits. And then they're like, oh, they're intruders. This is bad. And now it's extra bad because Atlas was defeated very easily by one of them, by the one in charge. And Lucci's like, she's still alive. Let's finish the job. And we cut from that to Luffy just laughing. He's like, haha, I'm going to ride on a rocket. Hee-hee. He's like looking for the fucking Willy Wonka glass elevator thing that flies around to get him to the lab phase. And which, I mean, come to think of it, Egghead does have Willy Wonka vibes now that I think about it.
No, you're right.
Where's the story about fucking Vegapunk being like, no, I got to do this so that way no one knows if they can trust me or not. And then I'm like, this may not even be a true story, but people are never going to shut up about it.
Wait, what?
Do you not know about that? The Gene Wilder story where he's like, well, let me introduce my character by stumbling and tripping so no one knows if they can trust me. And I'm like, I don't think anyone's thinking that when they watch that movie. Mainly because the audience is children.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they're that critically astute, but I think it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just kind of a good bit. That's what I think when I see that.
Yeah.
I would say that maybe I stopped trusting him when he lets children drown. Maybe that's the problem. Well, anyways.
The kids deserve it because they're not very nice.
Yeah, no. Eat shit, literally. Yeah, no, I've always been skeptical of that story. I don't know if it's, I've never checked to see if it's substantiated in any way. But it always echoed the, like, you see a quote by Abraham Lincoln. I'm like, his ass did not say that. No one said this shit. Or, like, I mean, now there's a very, the clickhole version of that is much funnier.
Don't never believe everything you see on the internet, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even remember why I brought this up. Oh, yes, Luffy's looking for the vacuum rocket, which they don't know what it is or where it is. So they're just kind of running around. And they have he has Jory Bonnie on his shoulder. He's laughing. He's excited to fly in a rocket, I guess. Clearly, bad things are happening around them as he's running around laughing. Classic Luffy behavior. And as he's running, he instead notices that Lucci is here. Did you expect it to just happen so almost nonchalant?
No.
them to just be like, oh, hey, it's you.
No, I, you know, you'd think there'd be a little bit of a buildup there of keeping them apart.
Yeah, that's, I think, what you'd expect with traditional, like, when you expect from traditional shonen or even, like, One Piece arcs, you're like, oh, shit, they're bringing back this guy. That's going to be a big fight. It's going to happen, like, later in the arc. There's going to be buildup and, like, separation from it.
Yeah.
Then they just are like, whoops. Oh, hey, that guy. Pigeon guy. We still, I mean, does he, do you think he knows his name is Lucci?
It's too close to Luffy. He doesn't know how to process that.
He just thinks everyone's saying his name.
Yeah.
that's a good bit for Luffy. But yeah, he notices him. It seems like he notices him, like he senses that someone strong is nearby first, is the way that, because there's like a flash of Lucci and before he stops running, which is what I got from that. And then he stops and he looks over and he sees him and he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And they're like, it's a government island. And Luffy's like, oh shit, I'm the one who's not supposed to be here.
I'm not
fuck.
Supposed to be here, shit.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. And yeah, then they just kind of talk. It's kind of weird.
It makes more sense now how just like Shanks and Whitebeard and people are just allowed to operate. Kaku's like, or is it Stizzy who goes, he's one of the emperors. We got to get permission before we fight him.
Yes, it's one of the two of them. And Lucci's like, I know I'm not supposed to, but
we could get rid of him.
He's considering it anyway.
We could get rid of him. We could get rid of Jewelry Bonnie. And we can get rid of Vegapunk all at once. It's like, they usually have
they
like friends nearby who will team up with them and it'll cause a bigger problem.
Yeah, they probably also still want Robin, which probably makes this a more complicated thing. But so she's like, yeah, report it to the Marines or government so they can get permission, I think is what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to matter if Luffy starts swinging first, but
Luffy's like, you need a warrant before we fight.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Luffy doesn't probably know the fucking emperor, like, decorum or anything. Yeah, they have that conversation, which, yeah, valuable. I don't know if it's ever come up before. I don't know if anyone's ever mentioned it. It does make sense, though, that they're like, ah, shit. It also, I think, contextualizes Shanks showing up at Marineford, and they're like, well, we did not account for this. We signed all the paperwork for Whitebeard, but we did not have an addendum for Shanks. So now we're fucked. Which, again, I do like it. I mean, it's funny if they're still not allowed to do it, even if they start the fight. I'm like, if they choose to fight you, you're just forced to die.
You just got to get your ass beat for a while.
Yeah, that'd be a good bit. I mean, that'd be the one good Marine rule, I think. If an emperor chooses that you die, you die.
So this is a point in the favor of Shanks not being a scab fraud Nepo baby, right?
Dismissed. I don't know. Not valuable enough evidence. Shanks rat. Confirmed. Nepo baby. Who knows who he was talking about with the emperors? Why was he there? Or not emperors, the elders.
He's talking about Usopp.
He's the god. I can't...
God, look, when the lightning guy went to the moon, we needed a new god, and it just took like 7 years of real world time to get
to
there.
Democratically elect Usopp.
Yeah.
He has risen, and it's just a picture of Usopp being held up by Hyrudin, which now, you know, very funny person to have done that.
Yeah.
With all of the added context, which already it was like, Usopp's always been obsessed with giants since Little Garden.
Yeah.
But further compounds into the relevance of giants to the world of One Piece. Anyways, what else happens in this episode? I mean, it basically it's over. But like Luffy sees Atlas on the ground and they're like, oh shit, oh no. And Chopper runs over. Luffy's like, can you do anything for them? And they're like, no, they're a robot. I'm a doctor. This is
this is more of a Frankie thing.
Yeah, they're like, this should be this is kind of maybe Frankie's wheelhouse. And they get flashbacks to Atlas giving them food, which I say asterisk. They were going to didn't they punch Luffy for not paying for his food? Or no, it was the Kuma cop that I think was going after Luffy.
Yeah.
Atlas didn't care so much. So they did, I guess. Yeah, sure. Gave them food. But yeah, Chopper's like, sorry, Robit, can't. Not really my expertise medically. And Luffy's like, Lucci, did you do this, you motherfucker? And Lucci's like, you should stay out of this. This is government business. And you can hear that Lucci's not really committed to that. They're like, oh, you totally shouldn't do anything about it, Luffy.
You shouldn't give me probable cause to fight you.
I don't want to fight you, Luffy. And Luffy's like, too fucking bad. She gave us food. And that's the dramatic to be continued. So you're going to watch Luffy and Lucci fight next week? I don't know. I'm excited for your predictions of what's going to go down. Which, as always, you do your predictions at the end of the episode.
Yes.
So stick around through the plugs. This one might be a little shorter, which is fine. I don't.
It's Easter. Enjoy the the shorter episode, and then go do whatever you do on Easter. I don't know what people do on Easter.
Delete the episode for 3 days, then download it again. Yeah. And then listen to it again. The Punk Records recap is for Kaku this time.
It's really funny because Kaku didn't show his face whatsoever. So,
but we know he's a giraffe. Giraffes are cool.
It would have been great. Well, we don't know if this guy's around, but here's Kaku.
Yeah, we haven't seen him. It would be like if they did that for Usopp, if during like Water 7, or I guess specifically Enies Lobby, where it's Soga King's around. And they're like, remember Usopp? We miss him. But yeah, and then there's the next time on, which you, of course, didn't watch. You would never do such a thing because you don't need to. You always know what's going to happen next.
I've got the future sight, like Madam Web.
Mm-hmm. Jory's web connects us all. Which is why there's only one Jory.
It's true. I've seen into all the other timelines, and there's only me. Mm-hmm. It's just this one. Jory.
That's what makes us this the prime timeline, is just the one that has a Jory.
Yes, it's the, what's the fucking, it's been too long since I watched Steins Gate to say, like, the specific name of the perfect world line.
It's fine, I get it. Marvel's trying to do the same bit with their multiverse bullshit.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I don't know, I watched the first season of Loki, and I didn't watch the second one, and now that's gonna, I don't know, I guess Deadpool's gonna be about that too.
Oh, cool.
He refers to himself as Marvel Jesus in the trailer. It's because he knows he's in the MCU now.
Mm.
I don't know if he knew that about Deadpool, but he knows that he's in the movie.
Yeah, that makes
Deadpool.
Sense.
Deadpool. Yeah,
we're getting way too far off on the end. But are you?
He's going to talk about the Fox merger because we live in hell. Art is dead.
I'm sure you know about the like Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe storyline.
I've heard the title. I don't know about the story. I don't know what happens in the story though.
He basically like loses it, realizing that no one else has like free will and they're being controlled by writers. So he's like killing them to free them from that. But then he learns that no matter what, there's just different universes. So he goes through the like sequel series. It's him going back and like killing like Frankenstein and like stopping the stories that establish storytelling tropes that are used today.
I did Google Deadpool Brechtian to see if anyone had talked about the analysis of German playwright Bertolt Brecht with Deadpool. And there's a couple WordPress blogs. So shout out to them. Great bit for whoever here knows about Brecht. Anyways, which is all I've been reading lately is about Brecht's analysis to film. Which is mainly drawing attention to the fact that art is constructed and then can be changed. Which is why I'm like, oh fuck, is Deadpool Brechtian?
Deadpool, because he knows he's Alan Wake shaking hands.
Jeez, God, is that? I mean, I gotta Google Deadpool Alan Wake. Deadpool trailer on R. Alan Wake. I don't know why they brought that up here.
All right, sure.
Deadpool and Alan Wake writing the next novel together. I gotta look at this tweet. Okay, this is just two people at typewriters. Okay, that's it. That's the whole bit. And this guy paid for Twitter Blue, so it all makes sense.
He couldn't make something a little more thought out.
No, this is like the genre of like AI-generated Marvel posters that you see on Facebook now. Or like the one that's been going around, people making fun of it on Twitter. It's just like the return of Heisenberg, and it's just old Bryan Cranston in a bed. And it's like, this is real. I am pretending. And it's just like, I don't know, people on Facebook believe that shit, I guess.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure you remember way back when it's like Elder Scrolls 6 Valenwood. Apparently people still fall for that, even though that fake poster has been going around for almost 10 years now.
That's crazy. Especially considering they've announced like real thing that they're working on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Internet's stupid. I guess that's the market base of Facebook, is those types of people. So anyways. I mean, we see that. I see it with One Piece, too. Like, the fake live-action posters where they pick an actor and put him in. Like, oh, this is Crocodile now. I think I've seen Pedro Pascal Crocodile. Which, he'd never do that. He's in Marvel. Maybe you would, but...
I don't think they'd want to pay how much it would take to get Pedro Pascal.
No, especially for a character that presumably would come back at some point.
Yeah.
That's the real thing, is if he knows anything about it. Also, I think he'd be better at Doflamingo. But anyways... I feel like I had something else I was going to talk about, and it just escaped my mind because we've gone on too many stupid tangents. I guess we can start our plugs. Jory, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me anywhere with No, I'm Jory. Jory.zone on Blue Sky. Got talk about bad movies on Letterboxd, even though... three of the last four things watched that I have logged are not bad.
Yeah, Madam Web, and did you log the Goku movie we watched? Dragon Ball?
Oh, I forgot to do that. Shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
I need to do that still. I was going to say, got Pat Labor and Disco Godfather, Rudy Ray Moore film, and then the HBO Alex Jones doc that just came out.
And Madam Web's just in there in the mix. Their web connects them all.
Yes.
So to speak.
Got video game stuff on backlogged. I try to type stuff up about games and movies I watch because, I don't know, I feel like it helps me remember a little bit better.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like it's just good practice to not just consume things and then move on to the next thing to consume.
Mm-hmm. Bring back blogging.
Honestly, you're onto something there.
Yeah. I'm done with microblog. Bring back macroblog.
Isn't that kind of what your Disney essays were?
Yeah. Bring back Substack. I think that still exists.
And is most supported by Nazis. Anyway, where can we find you online?
Yeah, that's why I didn't actually publish on Substack. Because it was like the week, I don't remember who they courted to like exclusively join their platform. It was like a week before I started releasing my Disney stuff. which I'm probably never going to finish. I'm just like, I don't know. I kind of finished all the stuff that I found the most interesting, which is the fucking weird ass years. The Disney Renaissance is talked about enough. You can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, Ghost of Joe, and other Instagram, other places. I mentioned in the last episode that I was doing a presentation on film stuff. I still need to get information on if you want to do any virtual registration for that and watch that. I'll share it on my social media where I talk about trans readings of films. And more importantly, more time relevant, is that this Tuesday, the April 2nd, the 2nd of April, may the 2nd be with you, I will be launching a Kickstarter for physical copies of my documentary about Orlando musician Mark with a C. It'll be coming with a physical CD soundtrack, bonus scene that I'm going to be making with my partner, and some other cool stuff, bonus features, which, you know, I'm assuming I'm not a lot of, or any of listeners here will be necessarily aware of the source material, but I will be sharing that around, and it's going to be a cool thing. And then it'll be available for rental whenever fucking Amazon decides that it is. it's out of my control. Yeah, when I released the last trailer in January, I was like, oh, we'll have it all sorted by this month, and obviously it's going to be April. So that'll be shared up on my social medias. I'll probably post it in the Discord once. So I'll transition to talking about stuff. Happy T Dove, I'm transitioning to talking about stuff for this podcast. You can join our Discord. I'm trans, I'm allowed to make the joke. You can join our Discord, link in the show notes, and also in our Twitter bio. Our Twitter is We Are Watching OP. Come for jokes and art that we repost. We also, I guess, tweet about when episodes are coming out or bonus episodes are coming out. Bonus episodes can be found on our Patreon, patreon.com/wearewatchingop. For just $1 a month, you can get these episodes early. They will be ad-free when we do our longer ad breaks. And we also get monthly bonus episodes. This month, we did a commentary track of a Dragon Ball movie. The second, the original Dragon Ball, talked about Baby Goku. And it was great. It was a fun time. That's up there now because it's the end of the month. Also, we shout out the names of all of our patrons every episode. It is Jory's turn to do that. Another way you can support us, buying snacks. You can buy yourself snacks because we are sponsored by Tokyo Treat and Sakura Co. There will be links in the show notes and also the code that I'm about to say. But you can use code JORYJOE, JORYJO, all caps, no space, for $5 off your first Tokyo Treat or Sakura Co. box at the links in the show notes, team.tokyotreat.com/watching1piece or team.sakura.co/watching1piece. So go to those links, use those codes, get some cool snacks. It helps us out, lets them know that our listeners like them and us. So Jory, it's your turn to read out our lovely patron names before we get to our prediction.
Thank you to A to Z Couple, Adam B, Adam W, Alex, Ollie, Anton, Becca, Bisaromi Bear, and Tani Jahado Lofulamingo, Blue Sunrise, Brittany, Bussy DeBeppo, Captain Moke, Chad, Connor, Damien, David A, David D, Dead Man, Johnny, Deus Aqueous, Does Lucci's Bird Have a Devil Fruit? Yes, Domain Expansion, I'm the Only One, Eric V, Fig, Forest, Foony, Gage, Got It Memorized, Heidi, Jay Harkins, Jacob G, Jesse, Jiminy's Journal, Joe, Jominy, Jory Licious, Definitious, Make Them Boys Go Loco, Josh, June Song 91, Cat D, Kevin, Kofi Abissa, Kyle, Lena, Lucas, Luke, Maddie, Maggie, Mag Twisera, Mallory, Mel Beast, Milo, Monkey D, Dragon D, Nuts on Your Chin. Morgan, my buddy, Nick, Peter, Phoenix Ryu, Please Notice Me Senpai, Riley Robsters, Roger D, Ryan W, S Uggy, I can't wait for Seraphim Buggy, Scryde, Snowy Scale, Space Jockey, Stephen D, Stephen R, Tangle Kleppin, The Cat Fangs, The Lost Crab Rangoon, Trey, Tristan, Take, Vega Pussy, Wants to Find the One Pussy, alright, Verdigree, and Ya Boy.
Vega Punkin bio. Thank you so much for supporting our stupid podcast.
Hold on, you just remember, I gotta look. Maybe we'll get better results to see in bio.
Surely someone.
I can't see any art, so I'll put that tweet out.
Okay, thank you. doing God's work on this, the holiest day.
But thank you to all of our patrons.
Yes. Thank you so much for supporting us and listening and all the other things. So, Jory, what's going to happen next week? I think there's one obvious layup, but I don't know. You're the master here, so you tell us.
Luffy wants to fight Lucci because Atlas gave them food and Lucci hurt them. And as we know, attacking people who gave Luffy food is the number one cardinal sin. He even made him fight Zoro, if you remember.
Oh, shit.
All the way back. It was foretold here. A certain Kuma, he pawed himself at push him backwards all the way to Egghead, and he's gonna pop up there and be, and as we're gonna get the huge cool giant King Kong gun fist on Lucci, and Lucci's gonna do his big fist, Kuma's gonna paw pad them out of Egghead Island, and then Luffy and Lucci are gonna have to work together to make it off of a very deadly evil island.
That's crazy. Make them team up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's true. We're going to see you next time. He's gonna get fucking Goku syndromed. Luffy's going to give Lucci a Sensomine. I was going to say Frieza syndrome, but he's like the most recent person to become good. And like a kind of a baffling example.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time until they somehow make Cell come back and be good.
I'm hoping it happens soon.
It's got to happen. Anyways, that's it this week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week when we talk about that, what we just did. And until then.
To be continued.